We have a pop-up live performance now, which is terrific every now and then. We want to be sure we can give attention where it's well-deserved and due. And in this case, it's to a new performance series that is called Berg Song. And the series began last year. It's at Sunburst School of Music. And Ben Shannon is one of the founders of this series. And he also is going to be playing at the next episode of it, which is a week from today, April 16th. He'll play with Nathan Bell. Each Berg Song series combines a local singer and songwriter with somebody from another part of the world. Nathan Bell would be that person. And Ben is going to play a song or two, and then we'll talk a little bit as well. Let's take a listen. Here's Ben Shannon.
Cinderella's sister, she was dying to fit in, cutting herself and breaking herself so she could marry a prince. And if she could fit that slipper, she thought she'd be free, living up in a castle like royalty. But Cinderella, bless her heart, she just loved to dance. She was an orphan in an apron, spinning barefoot into a trance. And she moved just like she was made of air, her spirit wild and free. And she caught the kingdom by the heart, and you could hear them sing. Well, there's not one ordinary thing about you. You're one of a kind, you're original, oh, and you're beautiful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Well, Cinderella's sister, she was broken, she was blind. She got a job at the castle, hanging laundry out on the line. The kitchen maid and the stable boys, they were her best friend. And one night at the village fair, that's where it all began. And Cinderella's sister, she began to dance, and she lifted up her started spinning into a trance. And she moved just like a river, deep and wild and free. And she caught the kingdom by the heart, and you could hear them sing. Oh, well, there's not one ordinary thing about you. You're one of a kind, you're original. There's not one ordinary thing about you. You're one of a kind, you're original, oh, and you're beautiful. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're not a duplicate, you're not disposable, interchangeable, exchangeable, identical. You're not a replica of the usual, no. You're original. Whoa, whoa.
That's Ben Shannon at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a great song, and I think I've heard it before. He played that here. How old is that song?
That is, well, I've kind of been putting the finishing touches on that over last summer. Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's hard to remember, but it's one of those songs that you feel like you've heard before, which even if you haven't heard it before, well, I think I have, but it's neat. Sometimes a song will come out and it's just natural and comfortable from the very first play.
It's funny you say that because I started this song in 2007.
Wow.
And it had different music and it had a weird structure and verse, and I just sort of let it sit and came back to it repeatedly, just trying to figure out how to say what I needed to say and where the song needed to go. I work on songs obsessively, and some of them have really long gestation periods where they're just not ready.
Have you learned as you've gotten more experience as a songwriter to trust that process? And
it's great. And you know, it's one of my favorite things. Not only is writing a song, you know, when it's coming out, when I'm struck with inspiration, but it's also the process of rediscovering a song that I wrote that didn't quite make it, and then giving it a new energy. You know,
it takes a lot of patience. I mean, some people, it would seem, are able to quickly crank out songs, and others, you really have to allow things to gestate, and you put them aside, and you know when they're ready. It's kind of like, how long is it going to take to cook this? You might not be sure, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about the Bergsong series, but we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about your Colorado adventures, which are still just amazing. Ben won a songwriting competition. I forget the name of the festival.
It's called the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest. It's a little bit north of Boulder, and they run a really beautiful festival there. It's like a sustainable festival, so everything's kind of recycled. Everything's there's very little waste. There's lots of there's lots of volunteers, and it's one of the better run festivals, according to many of the artists who headline.
Yeah, it's a great place to play, and I'm sure there was some pretty significant competition. And look at you. You ended up winning the songwriting competition.
Yeah, so I got a brand new guitar, and then they also gave me an hour set on the main stage on Saturday of the festival. So I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, now that's going to be coming up this summer.
Yeah, that's August 20th.
So you can say you remembered him when. Better yet, you can say you heard him when. And that's going to be April 16th at Sunburst School of Music, when Bergsong has its next concert. Ben will be there. The show is, again, April 16th. It starts at 7 o'clock. And Nathan Bell is going to be with you. Do you know much about him?
Yeah, he's from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he's got a bunch of albums out. He's been touring for a long time. I think he's very well respected. We feel like we've really scored big getting him on our list for our series.
What the notion of combining a local and a touring artist is a great one, and you've really had some terrific combinations.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is that we have such a wealth of talent in Pittsburgh and a great songwriting tradition here that we felt we should be able to do a split headlining bill. So there's not like the locals opening for the right. National. It's actually a dual headliner. And we just wanted to elevate and sort of offer a venue for the song in its purest form. So we're really focusing on the ideas and the lyricism in the song. I mean, there's a lot of other factors, of course, like how well you perform, what style that go into whether a song makes it into the public realm. And we felt like, you know, that songwriting needed to be honored. If it's really a good song, then all you really need is someone singing it. You don't need a full band and a costume and a video. You just need, you know, either a guitar or a piano or even a cappella.
It's a good venue for this. And I think, is Christopher Mark Jones working with you?
Yeah.
As well to help curate the series?
Yeah, and Alex Stanton, who's the founder of the Sunburst School of Music.
Ben Shannon is here with us, and he'll be the performer a week from tonight. We should have time. We have about 9 or 10 minutes of radio time, which could translate to one or two songs, depending on their length. What would you like to do next?
Well, I wrote a song about songwriters and just the need to preserve this form, which I think is in danger of sort of losing some of its steam, I guess. So it's sort of getting lost in the wayside with streaming and just, I don't know. So this is a song that I kind of wrote on a challenge with some other songwriters, Mark Dignam and Morgan Arena. We were talking about how cellar door is supposedly the most beautiful word in the English language as perceived by other people.
I don't know. Cellar door.
Cellar door.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we said, okay, well, let's write a song with cellar door in it. And then this is sort of a song about a troubadour. And it's called Take Care of Your Ramblin' Troubadour. There's a troubadour knocking on your cellar door with a song you just might want to know. So make them down a pallet and make it soft and low, and take care of your rambling troubadour. They have traveled through ages on the rarest of songs, on the long winding road beyond right and wrong, singing songs of peace in a world full of war, singing for souls who can't sing anymore. So take care of your rambling troubadour. They got a song you just might want to hear. So push back your tables and keep a guitar near, and take care of your rambling troubadour. Got songs for crying that'll ruin your shirt. Got songs for dancing in a world full of hurt. With a song they can take down the meanest of lies. They can untangle knots that the masters have tied. So take care of your rambling troubadour. They got a song you just might want to hear. Push back your tables and keep a guitar near, and take care of your rambling troubadour. Soft and low, and take care of your rambling troubadour.
Ben Shannon, that's a beauty. You really, you know, you and I have gotten together over the years. I don't want this to sound judgmental. You seem to be really at peace with your music right now, just as a performer. You just seem very happy isn't quite the right word. I'll say peaceful. And I hope that comes across right. I'm not not to say you've been full of torment before, but you're just, are you?
I actually am, yeah. I mean, I'm busier than I've ever been. You know, with the songwriting series, I'm about to release my next full album in on June 11th called Farewell Mountain. Then with the main stage performance at the Rocky Mountain Folks Fest, I'll be sort of touring to get there. So I'm putting together the Farewell Mountain Tour. And I'm working on a project with a dear friend and co-writer, Kat Taronis, who lives in LA, and we're putting together a project, like an acoustic folk project as well, and that's in the middle of recording a full album. And then, and then I'm about to record an acoustic album of these kind of songs and this sort of me, myself and a guitar, in May in Woodstock, New York. And yeah, so it's just very, very busy.
Yeah.
and good busy, you know.
Right. Yeah. Good busy is a good way to
put it. And I'm still teaching as well. And yeah. I'm finding a lot of joy through that as well, and inspiration.
Great. Again, I'd love to fit one more, and I think we can if you're up for it. But it's the last chance for us to talk. So let me encourage you to go to Ben's website. It's simply... I should have checked. It's BenShannon.com.
BenShannonMusic.com.
Sorry about that. No, BenShannonMusic.com. I'll put that up on our Facebook page, where you can also see a picture of Ben. I put one up while he was playing. And the Bergsong show is a week from today, the 16th, 7 o'clock, along with Nathan Bell at Sunburst School of Music.
Yeah, I call it the Listening Room Concert Series in the heart of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. What do you want to close up with?
Well, this is going to be one of the songs on the album coming out on June 11th. I might release this early. And also, I wanted to offer you the show two tickets to give away today to the April 16th show. And you can give them away however you'd like.
Tell you what, if you'd like to call right now, Ricky, I'll give you a heads up. And if you are the fifth caller now at 412-200-5975, we'll give Ben your name and number and put you on the guest list for that show.
All right. Well, I wandered through the hallways of 100 different schools, the strange and lonesome target of sadists and of fools. And I measured out my life under education's rules. I was lost in the land of learning. Well, Miss Frysmith was the devil. She'd tear up what I'd write. She called it chicken scrabble and she cackled with delight. And I bent two of my fingers back and broke them out of spite. I was lost in the land of learning. Well, I was lost, left behind, losing my mind a little bit at a time in the land of learning. Well, she dragged me by my ear. She sat me in the back where we talked wrong or we thought wrong. We walked with a crooked back and we couldn't learn a thing, she said, and tied us to the tracks. We were lost in the land of learning. Well, then they pushed us in the hallways. They made us hold our knees and they smacked us with their paddles, satisfying their disease. And it echoed through the halls with cruel efficiency. We were lost in the land of learning. Well, we were left behind, losing our minds a little bit at a time in the land of learning. Well, yeah.
coaches, they drilled us, and they filled our idle hands, and they marched us into battle with their playbooks full of plans, and we cracked our heads together as the cheers rose from the stands. We were lost in the land of learning world, and they standardized and charged us with batteries of tests, and multiple intelligence became multiple guests, and the smart felt smarter while the careless caught some rest. Lost in the land of learning, well, we were lost, left behind, losing our minds a little bit at a time. We were lost, left behind, losing our minds a little bit at a time, in the land of learning.